As we've heard in Mike Schuster's report, Iran has played a role in Afghanistan. Iran also figured as a point on the axis of evil in President Bush's State of the Union address, along with North Korea and Iraq. The British Foreign Secretary, Jack Straw, went to Tehran last year, breaking the ice with Iran after decades. In Washington today, Straw said that Britain and the U.S. see Iran the same way.
There are two centers of power in Iran. There is the elected government, the reformist government of President Khatami, and there is the unelected religious authority of Khamenei, who control most of the security apparatus of that state. Now, Secretary Powell acknowledged the thanks of the international community, which I endorse, for the very positive and constructive role which Iran has played, for example, in defeating terrorism in Afghanistan and in helping to reconstruct that country, and that's important. At the same time, you cannot be blind to the fact that other parts of the authorities in Iran are supporting terrorist organizations. Mm-hmm. And when I was in Tehran the first time, back in the end of September, I was thanked by the government of Iran for what I had done as the Home Secretary in the United Kingdom in banning a terrorist organization, MEK, which is Iraqi-based, which targets Iran. I said, thank you for those thanks, but you need to bear in mind on the same list, I also banned a number of terrorist organizations, including Hamas and Islamic Jihad and Hezbollah, which you don't regard as terrorists and you regard as freedom fighters. We do, and we need to have a serious discussion about this.
But do you regard Iran and Iraq as being very, very different in this case and well, should require different policies from your government or ours?
We're not pursuing different policies at all. What President Bush, as I read the speech, was doing is saying that there are these threats from around the world, that one of the lessons from September the 11th is that we have to identify threats to international order, international security at a much earlier stage, and that of these threats, here are three, which include Iraq, Iran, and North Korea. I read nothing in that speech in which President Bush was saying that the threats posed by those three countries were the same and therefore required the same prescription.
But did you read the speech to threaten preemptive actions against those countries, should they indeed be either preparing weapons of mass destruction or harboring those who would threaten?
Well, the speech certainly didn't rule that out, but that's a long way away from saying that it was threatening preemptive action, and I'm reassured by that.
There are Britons being held at Guantanamo now. What does your government want to see happen to those men?
Well, it depends on the circumstances and the evidence. We are greatly reassured by the fact that the United States administration have made it clear that whatever the debate about the formal application or otherwise of the Geneva Conventions, the United States administration accepts their obligations in customary international law and in terms of common decency about their treatment. And to ensure that these obligations are met, the International Commission of the Red Cross have been in there and are reporting, and I think their recommendations are being followed. As to precisely what then happens to these individuals, that depends on the evidence which is available against them, and decisions about, for example, the venue of any trials can't possibly be taken at this stage.
But would Britain necessarily prefer Britain as the venue for a trial if there were one, as opposed to an American military tribunal, say?
You're then in the area of hypotheses. In an ideal world, if the evidence was there and it was provable in the British courts, maybe, but the world is not ideal and it depends on the exact circumstances of the case.
But part of the issue here is capital punishment, isn't it? That people tried by a U.S. tribunal conceivably could face the death penalty. Britain doesn't have the death penalty and would object to that.
Yes, and we have always objected to the use of the death penalty in respect of British citizens. I mean, our position is now shared by the whole of Western Europe and much of Central Europe. It is a point of difference between us and the United States. And when extradition arrangements are made in respect of fugitives being transferred from the UK to the US, they're done on the basis that the death penalty would not apply in those cases. Now, these particular circumstances are different because these people have not been extradited from the United Kingdom. They have been taken from the place where they, pretty substantial evidence that they were posed a very, very serious terrorist threat and were involved in the worst kind of terrorist atrocities, to Guantanamo Bay. So circumstances are different, and we have to work on that basis.
What do you say to an American who says there are people whom we gladly would have killed with a bomb 1 month ago for their terrorist activities. Why shouldn't the death penalty be on the table when they're tried for what it is we were pursuing them for?
It's a matter of, I say, it is a matter of difference between us and the US. I mean, although, of course, it remains the case there are still some states in the United States which do not either have the death penalty and do not use it. So although the majority of states do, and so does the federal government, it's not a closed debate here. We have to respect each other's laws, is what I'd say.
Mr. Foreign Secretary, thank you very much for talking to us today. Jack Straw is the Foreign Secretary of the United Kingdom.